Well, Dr. Wallach, you mentioned several things there that I'd like to talk with you a little bit more in depth about. While we're on it with ADD and ADHD, you mentioned 11 million children on Ritalin today. Are there any risks associated with that?
Well, the first thing you have to appreciate, Blake, is that Ritalin is a narcotic. It's a prescription drug, and eventually the kid's going to have to get off of it. But they've already been addicted to taking a drug to control their behavior. There's an emotional addiction as well as an actual biochemical addiction. It's a narcotic. And any time a doctor prescribes a narcotic for a kid that's 3 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old, 16-year old, you're in trouble right out of the get-go. Because these are just simple little problems that do not need narcotic drugs. It's unfortunate that these kids are very disruptive in class sometimes or in families. And the family and the teachers are hoping and praying for a one-shot, one-pill answer to calm them down so they can get on with the rest of the day's business. And it's a very easy trap to fall into. But then when that kid gets to be 20 years old and finally comes off of Ritalin, they have a whole life they have to readjust because they've been depending on that drug to control their behavior. And now they're out in the real world without that crutch, and these are kids that get into real trouble. Ones on Ritalin often tend to smoke. They do drugs. They do alcohol, looking for other supports for their behavioral problems. They haven't really dealt with the basic root cause. And this can be extremely disruptive in their life. They have a hard time keeping jobs, personal relationships, marriages, parenting. They just don't do a very good job when they've been on Ritalin as a kid.